Making sure that we continue to strengthen our healthcare system.
And I know how to do this job.
Dealing with everything we have to do with.
I know how to get things done.
Look.
I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
Is that the same guy? Are we really going with that? And look, I don't want to be that person. I'm not going to start talking about the moon landing or lizard people. But come on, that's one day apart. Like, did he really just have a shocking day on debate day? And then he was all spry and energetic the next day? I just don't get it. It's like this Maze guy says, when the drugs kick in a day late. Anyway, I saw the debate like everyone else, and I was hanging out for some cope. I thought, this is going to be beautiful. This is going to be so juicy. And to be honest, we actually didn't get that much. All the analysts on CNN thought it was a train wreck. Hell, even Chunky Yogurt thought it was a train wreck. The only people who didn't were like Democrat people, you know? Like Kamala Harris, Joe's wife, Patrick Bateman from California, and this 16-year-old kid from I don't know where. I saw him on Piers Morgan Uncensored. So anyway, we're gonna have a look at them right after this sponsor. Bird flu, Joe Biden shits himself, bird flu, Trump's a naughty boy, bird flu. It's all over the media, and I don't know how much is hype and how much is legit cause for concern, but I do know it's a good idea to be prepared. The FDA commissioner's on record saying, the real worry is it will jump to the human lungs, where when that's happened in other parts of the world, the mortality rate has been 25%. Which, I mean, that's not ominous and fucked up at all, nothing to see here. Luckily, the wellness company has developed a contagion emergency kit, a prescription-only stockpile of life-saving medications. There's still plenty of doctors that won't even prescribe some of this stuff. Have a look for yourself at twc.health/bearing. Each kit provides you with a carefully selected assortment of effective medications for a whole bunch of respiratory illnesses, so you can rest easy knowing you have emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, every American should have at least one of these kits in their home. Avoid the chaos, wait time, and price of the hospital, and have exactly what you need for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. Ordering your kit takes less than 2 minutes and couldn't be simpler. Choose the kits that are right for you and complete their clinical intake form for one of the wellness company's medical providers to approve your prescription. Visit twc.health/bearing. Use code BEARING for $30 off and free shipping. Did anyone else kind of feel bad watching the debate? Because I've got to say, I did, kind of. I mean, this guy clearly has dementia. He's old and he's feeble. I've got a neighbour who I help out from time to time. He's like 90 years old, and he's losing his marbles, and he's frail and he's weak. And Joe Biden reminds me of him. He reminds me of my 99-year-old grandfather who died a couple of years ago, God rest his soul. This kind of seems mean. It's kind of like Weekend at Bernie's type stuff. Jill Biden and his wife's propping him up on stage. The rest of the high-level Democrats are propping him up in the media, and it just seems like he doesn't want to be there. Let him go and rest. Let him read his favourite books and eat ice creams. I mean, just look at the way Jill talks to him now.
I can't thank you all enough for staying and for being here and for all your support. Yeah. Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
You answered every question. Really? Is that what we're going with? Is that the bar? That's something I'd say to my 4-year-old. Oh, honey, you answered all the questions. Daddy's so proud of you. Well done. Good job. That's not something you say to the president in a congratulatory tone. Of course he answered all the questions. He was meant to win the debate.
And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do?
Trump made more than 30 false claims during CNN's presidential debate. Far more than Biden. Biden made at least 9 false or misleading claims in the debate. So they both tickled the truth. But the orange man did it more than the corpse. I mean, I'm not going to go through all the fact checks. That's not my role here. But they both bent the truth. And this is a CNN article. So, I mean, come on. It's probably biased one way, don't you think?
Some within your own party are wondering if President Biden should even step aside. What do you say to that?
Listen, first of all, what we saw tonight is the president making a very clear contrast with Donald Trump on all of the issues that matter to the American people.
Okay, Kamala, love. There was nothing very clear about Joe Biden's performance. Nothing. I don't know what debate you were watching, but that just didn't happen.
Joe Biden is extraordinarily strong. And
but
that,
I'm sorry,
that
on substance and policy and performance tonight, I mean, the president's performance tonight clearly was disappointing for his supporters. CNN is reporting Democratic lawmakers watching the debate were worried about the president's performance. One said it was a disaster. Another called it a train wreck. Those are Democrats especially worried that Biden did not punch back on Trump's lies.
Listen, people can debate on style points.
Style points? What the fuck? Whose style is it to come out on stage like a zombie and fumble through a whole 90-minute showing? That's not style, Kamala. That's dementia. I can't stand this woman's voice. I'm not going to go through more of this.
My colleague Alex Wagner is standing by right now with California Governor Biden surrogate Gavin Newsom. Alex, I cannot wait for this conversation.
So, what's the topic of discussion?
Governor, let me just, I mean, what was your reaction to what we saw on screen?
Well, I thought on the substance, he won the debate. I'm old school. I'm old fashioned. That's what matters to me.
Yeah, well, if you're old fashioned, I guess this is your style, isn't it?
Look.
For me, it was daylight and darkness. And I'm very proud of the president's record, and I'm very proud for his vision of the future.
Let's talk about the substance, though, because I feel like on the signature issue that Democrats have, which is abortion, the president's response was garbled and undirected at best. Yeah. Do you feel like he did what he needed to on an issue that could motivate voters in the polls?
I think it's significantly insignificant.
Yeah, it's pretty significant, though, isn't it? I mean, in America, you guys vote for the guy, not the party. See, like in Australia and the UK, we vote for the party, and whoever the leader of the party is the prime minister. So apart from, like, impeachment, there's not much you can do, to my knowledge, to oust the president midterm. And do you really think he's going to be at peak performance in, say, 2 or 3 years? Come on, Patrick, open your eyes. Man, there's just something about Gavin Newsom that irks me.
He was probably a closet homosexual who did a lot of cocaine.
I just have some breaking news. I have some breaking news for everyone. The Biden campaign spokesperson, Seth Schuster, says that Biden will not be exiting the race. There's no basis for that. Not only does POTUS not plan to drop out, Biden remains committed, incredibly, to a second debate in September. But we actually have now somebody joining us who is pro-Biden and thinks that he won last night. It's the TikToker Harry Sisson.
Yo, it's the TikToker Harry Sisson, who looks like a 14-year-old ballerina. Seriously, what substance can this kid add to the conversation?
You think Biden won last night?
One person.
Yeah, no, I did, definitely. On the substance of the conversation, Biden won. His policy was pragmatic, it was logical, and Donald Trump just lied the entire time.
I guess his policies were pragmatic depending on your political stance. He certainly wasn't logical, and according to CNN, they both lied a lot.
Right, but the problem you've got is I saw the CNN fact checkers on Joe Biden's public statements last night, and it was just untruth after untruth after untruth.
Oh, I'm not sitting here telling you that Joe Biden tells the truth every single time he speaks, or that he gets every single number right and every single statistic right.
He gets most of them wrong.
That's not true. To compare Joe Biden's lies to Donald Trump's lies is laughable.
My guy lies less than the other guy. My bike's better than yours. My dad could beat your dad up. I mean, come on, kid.
Lying doesn't win debates.
Yeah, but the problem is, if you're going to use lying or misleading the public with statements against a candidate, you've got to make sure your own candidate speaks with unforked tongue. I mean, Biden, barely a week goes by without him saying something which is immediately proven to be untrue. I mean, only like 2 weeks ago, he was claiming that his uncle was shot down and eaten by cannibals.
That was funny, that one. He did say that. His uncle was shot down over Papua New Guinea or something, and he sort of implied that he was eaten by cannibals, which totally didn't happen. But anyway, I don't intend to make a Let's Go Trump video. That's not my intention here. My point is to show the few lefties hanging on by a thread, absolutely coping and seething over this performance. And they are few and far between, as we've seen.
There's nothing about that debate last night that makes me worried about Joe Biden's capacity to do his job as president for the rest of this term, or for the following term, should he win re-election. I've seen people on Twitter and various other social media platforms this morning. And I'm talking about people on our side, Democrats, progressives, etc., not Republicans trying to do a victory lap or, you know, trying to twist the knife. People on our side who are not only panicking politically, not only saying, well, Biden should step down and be replaced on the ticket for political reasons because they're worried that he might not be able to win election. That's a different matter. They're saying that he should step down because the debate demonstrates that he's not fit to serve as president right now. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not ridiculous, Steve. He's not fit to serve as president right now. And pushing him along like we've seen his wife do, like we've seen Kamala Harris do, like we've seen Patrick Bateman do, is just mean. It's almost elder abuse. Let the guy retire. Let him sit out in the yard under a tree reading books, eating ice cream, like I said. It's just mean at this point. Anyway, I just wanted to chuck some of this stuff together because I found it interesting. I'll leave you with a depiction of how I saw the debate. I've already uploaded this video, but in case you haven't seen it...
President Biden, did you shit your pants just now?
I didn't.
Everybody knows it.
I've never heard so much malarkey in my whole life. He's the only one who thinks that, I think. I don't know anybody else who thinks he's a great head.
President Trump, both you and President Biden have now both farted on the debate stage.
Like this much. It's insignificant.
159 presidential scholars voted him the worst president in the history of the United States of America.
They rate me one of the best, okay?
What do you say to voters who feel they are worse off under your presidency than they were under President Trump?
The only terrorist who's done anything crossing the border is one who came along and killed three under his administration, killed an Al-Qaeda person come in and his administration.
President Biden, nobody has any fucking clue what you are saying.
President Biden, we do ask that you refrain from both verbal and rectal diarrhea for the duration of the debate.
This is horrible what's taken place. He should apologize to me right now.
President Biden, a record number of migrants have illegally crossed the southern border on your watch.
I come from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I come of household where the kitchen table, if the things weren't able to be met during the month, it was...
President Biden.
Oh, by the way...
Former President Trump, the question all Americans want answered is, are you good at golf?
I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a six. But I have, you know how many?
I've seen you swing. I know you swing. Let's not act like children.
President Biden, inflation has slowed, but prices remain high. Since you took office, the price of essentials has increased. Okay, gentlemen, we seem to have an underpants malfunction. I think we'll leave it there. Thank you both for your time.
All right, thanks very much for watching. Let me know what you think in the comments or on Twitter at @bear_ing. Please like and share this video. That helps a lot. And I'll see you next time. All right, ta-ta, catch you later. Goodbye. Recession.